Hello and welcome back to the Sefer HaMitzvot podcast. Today we will learn positive mitzvah number 18. Positive mitzvah number 18 is to respect or to fear the Beit HaMikdash, which is the temple in Jerusalem. As the Torah states, Umikdashi tira'u, fear or respect my temple. We'll speak how this mitzvah applied to the actual Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, or prior to that, the Mishkan in the desert. We'll speak about how this applies even after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. And finally, we'll speak how this applies to modern-day, current-day synagogues and study halls. So number one, the actual Beit HaMikdash. Prior to the Beit HaMikdash being built, there was a portable temple that the Jewish people had in the desert. This mitzvah applied to that portable temple that was called the Mishkan, as well as to the Beit HaMikdash that was built in Jerusalem. Now, what are some applications of this mitzvah of to fear and to respect the Beit HaMikdash? So here are some examples brought down in Halakha. A person shouldn't enter the Beit HaMikdash with shoes on or with dirty feet. They shouldn't enter with their work tools or their backpack, things that are not appropriate for a place of holiness. It shouldn't be used as a shortcut. One should only enter the Beit HaMikdash for a mitzvah. For example, let's say on the opposite end of the Beit HaMikdash, on the other exit, it's your favorite restaurant, your favorite shawarma place. You have to go around the Beit HaMikdash. You can't cut through the Beit HaMikdash. Furthermore, there are certain places of the Beit HaMikdash, the temple, that are limited to only certain people during certain times of the year, meaning a person can't go wherever they want, whenever they want. There are laws that are limiting when certain people go to certain places. Finally, there's this unique law of one is not allowed to sit in the Beit HaMikdash, except for the king, to show respect for the place. So here are some examples of ways to show respect for the Mishkan, which was the portable temple, and their journey, the Jewish people's journey from Egypt to Israel, and until they ultimately built the Beit HaMikdash. Now, even after the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, this mitzvah still applies today. In the place of where the Beit HaMikdash was in Yerushalayim, called the Makom HaMikdash, all of these laws still apply. So the place where the Beit HaMikdash was, currently, one has to treat with respect as well. And you can't go to certain parts of it, just as certain parts would have been off-limit back then. A person who goes there has to be at the appropriate level of purity, and you can't just go there however you want, whenever you want, whoever you are. There are laws that apply nowadays as well into Har HaBayit, or the Temple Mount, the area in which the Beit HaMikdash was. Finally, as the Chafetz Chaim brings down, based on a verse that describes the synagogues and the study halls, Batei Knesiot and Batei Midrashot, it refers to them as the Mikdash Me'at, the miniature temple, the mini temples. And so there are laws that have to do with the decorum one has to keep and to respect in the synagogues and the study halls. For example, it's not a place, the place of prayer is not a place of frivolous laughter and levity, or of idle talk, idle conversations, secular work. Or another example would be sleeping. A person should not sleep in the synagogue. All of these are ways to show respect for the house of God. Even though we don't have the Beit HaMikdash today, we do have these mini houses, mini temples, mini sanctuaries in the synagogues, the Batei Knesiot, and the study halls, the Batei Midrashot. So to recap, positive mitzvah number 18 is to respect the Beit HaMikdash, and that means the actual, when the actual building of the temple existed, as well as even after it existed, in the place where it was, the area has to be treated with respect, and we spoke through some examples. And similarly, a person has to have a proper decorum and respect for the synagogues and the study halls. I will note that the Rambam explains that this mitzvah to respect the Beit HaMikdash, obviously, it's not so much about the place but it's about God whose home is the Beit HaMikdash. The respect that we have is for God. We're not fearing the physical location. We're fearing God who has commanded us to respect these areas and treat them as His home. Be'ezrat Hashem, God willing, hopefully we'll be able to return to our Beit HaMikdash very soon.